views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, I am so glad you're joining us today. You know, every Tuesday we're here on the show with some of the world's leading experts and visionaries, helping you to explore our interconnected life. And I tell you what, today I am thrilled to have one of my mentors and just a bright, bright light on the planet right now. So I'm looking forward to it. So as we're looking at this interconnected life and our connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world, I want to talk about what's not working right now. Most people are downright confused and frustrated about what to eat and why. Are you one of those people? I have been. Is the whole grain the staff of life, or can it damage your brain and the gut? Will gluten kill you off? Are you gluten insensitive, or are you just a fad diet? Is eating an egg really as bad as smoking a cigarette? And what's the difference between good and bad fats? There's so many questions out there. There's so much confusion. What about meat? What about dairy? What about the fish? What about the fish in this ocean or that ocean? And what about soy? So imagine, though, our show is about talking about what's working. So imagine easy to digest, bite-sized servings of real scientific information that you can easily understand and discover which foods your body needs to heal and thrive. And I say your body, pause, because that's part of the genius of what we're going to talk about today. We're not talking about what's the best diet that everyone should follow. We are going to follow the scientific research and look at what is going on for our individual metabolism and genetics. I love this. I love this. And imagine these simple, scrumptious, satisfying meals that you and your family will love, whether you're omnivore, vegan, or vegetarian. It's not going to matter. You are going to find answers today. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment. Open your mind. Connect with your heart. And I even invite you to expand into your highest potential as I introduce today's guest. I am so pleased to have Dr. Joan Borisienko with us today. She's one of the leading experts on stress, spirituality, and the mind-body connection. She has a doctorate in medical sciences from Harvard Medical School and is a licensed clinical psychologist and the co-founder and former director of the Mind-Body Clinic programs at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, Harvard Medical School. Currently the president of Mind-Body Health Sciences, she is an internationally known speaker and consultant in women's health and spirituality, integrative medicine, and the mind-body connection. She's the author of 10 books, including the New York Times bestseller, Minding the Body, Mending the Mind. Trained as both a medical scientist and a psychologist, Dr. Borisienko has gone beyond her traditional academic training and developed depth and breadth in a number of fields, including behavioral medicine, stress and well-being, psychoneuroimmunology, women's health, creativity, and the great spiritual traditions of the world. She's completed her doctorate in medical sciences at the Harvard Medical School, where she also completed 3 postdocs. And she's done postdoc fellowships in experimental psychology, behavioral medicine, and psychoneuroimmunology. I need to quit talking and get to Dr. Borzenko. Oh my gosh. I just want to say she's amazing. And one of my early mentors in the field, Dr. Borzenko, you woke me up to mind-body medicine. Your classic book, Minding the Body, Mending the Mind, was one of my earliest books on the subject that I just fell in love with and couldn't get enough. And then when I was doing my PhD, you were one that I was sourcing all the time. So, Dr. Julie Show.
Well, thanks for having me, Julie. And isn't it just a fun thing when you've known somebody from other contexts in your life? And I'm so glad that I've been a mentor to you. And now I get to experience you and all your depth as you interview me. So we're going to have fun.
It will be fun. And I'm just tickled that you're here on the show. And what an amazing topic. When I first heard about your book, I thought, wow, this is a leap. And I got into it. And wow, I love what you've done in the book, and we're going to talk a lot about that. But first, we have a tradition here on the show. We like to get lots of perspectives on our consciousness, and you know, we're talking about all things connected here. So one of the first questions I like to ask our guests from lots of different perspectives is, Dr. Borzenko, what does all things connected mean to you?
Oh, very interesting. It means quite literally all things connected, and I could approach that from from many points of view, but in terms of mind-body medicine, what it means is called interpersonal neurobiology, which looks at the definition of our mind. Is our mind separate and within our body, or does it reach beyond that? And what we know from this new field is that our mind is both embodied, you know, in everything from our gut bacteria and our immune system to the neurons in our brain to the neurons in our gut. Every cell participates really in what we consider mind, and that is how we track the flow of information across time. And that, by the way, is some of the work of a wonderful psychiatrist, Dan Siegel. But in addition to our mind being embodied, it's also embedded in the environment and it's embedded in our interactions with each other. Human beings, as primates, we totally affect the mood of one another, the minds of one another. And the environment is huge. As we get to what we're talking about food today, what you eat is probably the most intimate part of your environment. And what you eat affects your gut bacteria. Your gut bacteria affect your mood and your health. Everything, if you track it far enough, is really interrelated and connected to everything else, Julie.
I love how you explain that, because you just took that from even the new science of, I love this, interpersonal neurobiology. I loved when we coined the term biopsycho. We just have thrown all kinds of terms together, and the psychoneuroimmunology, and, you know, we're getting back to all things being connected. It's really time for us to stop dissecting and pulling apart. It's okay to look at it from the different parts, but here we are really understanding our wholeness. And so I loved that explanation. Thank you. And the other thing that I loved about what you said, Joan, is that the environment is huge. And this is such an important topic. We'll get into the topic of the book in a second. But when you talk about the environment being huge and then really looking at our mind and our mind bodies as affected and affecting the environment, even our food, it's so much more important than us destroying our environment, but really understanding all of those pieces together and how they affect everything.
Well, that's exactly right. You can't change any part of the whole without changing the whole itself. And that's an old idea, and yet it's as true in quantum mechanics as it is in the macromolecular world that we live in. And the environment is changing very rapidly in terms of our social environment, you know, social networking, people so busy, not so much time to be with one another. And, of course, the immediate environment of our Earth in terms of global warming, toxic chemicals and everything else. And I, like you, am interested in the positive. I do believe that as systems break down and change, it gives a chance for new systems to evolve. And I think, you know, we've come to that point now with health and diet that we're in such trouble in terms of the epidemic of chronic disease and obesity in America that what we know is that real change and reconfiguration of our understanding at a higher level is it's happening.
Yeah. You know, one of my other mentors, Barbara Marks Hubbard, says breakdowns lead to breakthroughs. And I think that's right where we're at. We get to talk about this today on the show. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about Joan's new book, The Plant Plus Diet Solution. And it's not just another diet. And there's, like I said, there's so much genius here. I want to make sure everybody comes back and listens to all of these amazing things we're going to talk about. So stay with us. After the break, we'll have more with Dr. Joan Borisenko.
You're listening to Dr. Julie Krell right here on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we'll be back right after these words. Stay tuned.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic Coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Krull, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Hello, we're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. I am here today with the lovely Joan Borisenko, and we're going to talk about her new book, The Plant Plus Diet Solution. And Joan, you started out the book by talking about your own health concerns and what got you into the research for this book. Let's start there. Can you tell us a little bit more about what was this precipitating piece that got you looking at what are we doing with our food?
Well, exactly. First of all, Julie, let me say that I've always been interested in food and nutrition and have had parts of my life when I've been vegan and parts when I'm vegetarian. And those times never worked out well for me. I never felt well on either of those diets. But, you know, it was something I think I wanted to eat lower on the food chain and respect life and all of that. And for the most part, you know, I've eaten mostly organic foods, whole foods, when I can find them. But here's what happened. My very darling husband, Gordon, found out that he had plaque in his arteries. And so we said, okay, we have to do something about this, proactive here. And I said, there's quite a bit of research evidence that an ultra-low-fat diet, you know, the kind that President Clinton is on, can actually reverse atherosclerosis. In other words, that plaque can be gotten out of the arteries. So we decided to do that. And I have to say that for both of us, it was not an easy diet to follow because fat is where the flavor is. And if you take out a whole macronutrient, there are three macronutrients, fat, protein, and carbs. If you're taking out the fat, all that leaves is protein and carbs. So an ultra-low-fat diet turns out to be a really high-carb diet. And we stuck to it. We were resolute for 14 months. And then when the various tests were repeated, it turned out that my husband's blood lipids had gotten worse instead of better, at least most measures of them. And I had had just kind of borderline hypertension for years. And during the time of this diet, my blood pressure got so high that I ended up on three separate medications. And so I was sitting there thinking, just a minute, this diet is like doing penance. It's like wearing a hair shirt. We believed in it wholeheartedly, and it didn't do what it was supposed to do. And so I began to think, why is that? And, you know, even though people know me a great deal as a psychologist and somebody who, you know, writes about women's issues and spiritual issues, I do have that PhD from Harvard Medical School and three postdoctoral fellowships. And I'm a cell biologist and have studied immunology and cancer cell biology. And I thought, I'm just going to study the nutrition literature. And it became really a passion of mine, Julie. It's fascinating to look at that literature. And it's fascinating to see what happened in the nutritional history of the United States that's gotten us into a real bind. So I want to give you, you know, a couple of statistics and then tell you what we found, because the bottom line here is there is no one-fits-all diet, because we are all different in terms of our physiology, and we can go into why that is and how you find out what your physiology is. But one person can be healthy and a vegan, as a vegan, and that diet will cause tremendous problems for another person. Somebody else will find they can eat meat, but you know, the partner they live with doesn't do well because of their lipid metabolism and really shouldn't be eating it. So I have no axe to grind. I'm just trying to understand what's happened to our health and help people be empowered by understanding enough of the science and being able to tell good and bad science apart as to how they can best figure out their diet and help themselves. So that's the bottom line. But just a couple of little statistics. So, where, you know, there's been so much wrangling over things like the Affordable Care Act and insurance and all of that, and people need to have insurance. But beyond that, we need to not have so much illness because we're in the middle of an epidemic of chronic illness that's really, really threatening our economy. If things continue, it's been projected at this level, the cost of health care alone within 20 years is going to bankrupt us as an economy. And so what's going on? One of the statistics that really hit home for me because I have 7 grandchildren is that a child who's born this year in 2014 has an expected lifespan of only 69 years. And I mean, I'm 69. That caused me to sit up in my chair. Mm. You know, I'm thinking, my mother died at 81 20 years ago. And we thought, oh, 81's not very old. And pretty soon we'll all be living to 100. And we're not. It's going backwards instead of forwards. And part of that has to do with the epidemic of what's been called diabesity, and that is obesity accompanied by diabetes. And I guess until about 6 months ago, the United States was the fattest nation on earth. And then we got just nosed out by Mexico. And part of that is definitely due to the national low-fat policy, which has been in place for about 60 years, where fat has been thought of as the bad guy and carbs as the good guy and eat all your whole grains and all of that. And it turns out that for some people, they are so insulin resistant, particularly people who are already obese, that a high-carb diet is just wrong for them and is giving rise to a variety of health problems. And so what I've tried to do in the book is I've got, I think there are 18 what I call science bites. So if you read that, you'll really understand what the science of metabolism is, what insulin does, what stores fat, why a calorie is not a calorie. You know, it's like some calories will fatten you up more than others. And in fact, it's carbs that lead to fat deposition in particular. But we all need some carbs, but we need carbs from healthy whole foods, largely from vegetables and some fruits. And some people can eat whole grains very happily, and others can't. So I go through all of that. And then here's the other thing, Julie. I love to eat. I think eating is one of life's great pleasures. And I go through another group of chapters that I call lifestyle bites and how to really make this your food an absolute delight. Because what we know is diets don't work. I was shocked to find out that 95% of people who go on like a weight loss diet gain all the weight back within a year, and 99% of people gain it back within 5 years. But when I looked, you know, I love the etiology of words, and when I looked up what the word diet means, it actually means lifestyle. So how can you change your lifestyle to something delicious, wonderful, suited for you, that's good for your budget, and that's a lot of fun? So that's what the book is about, and it's got how to do the diet, and then a whole part on recipes. I can't believe it. I spent like three years of research and figuring out recipes that can be changed depending on whether you're best off being a vegan, a vegetarian, or an omnivore. And I hope that, you know, whole families who eat differently will be able to sit down at the same table and share basic recipes that are just changed up for their specific needs.
Mm. Well, this, all the research is so helpful, and I am so grateful for it. And I can't wait to just scour the pages from front to back a couple more times. I know in our family, I totally agree with you. We can change up recipes. My daughter, it has a gluten insensitivity, and she found out she has multiple allergies, and I have been gluten-free and sugar-free for years, and we can have Thanksgiving and Christmas at our house and have the most amazing recipes, and they're just altered a little bit, and people are like, wow, this is really good. So I want to empower people when they come back. We're going to take a break in just a minute, but I really want you to hear that And I want to talk about the personalized part of this and the testing and what you're talking about, so we can really help people understand this, because this is a huge issue in our culture. And it's not just the food qualities that we have. That's a big topic that we could spend a whole show on, but it's we've got all these confusing messages, and we've got the gluten-free stuff out there and the fad diets and the, like you said, all of these people gaining back the weight, and you know, there's the HCG, there's so much out there for people. So I want to give them some hope. And why don't you, if you can share on the top of your mind, we just have a minute before we go to break, can you share one of your science bites or lifestyle bites with us?
Well, I think one of the most important things in terms of science bites is what I call carb reasonable. Because people argue, should I have a low-carb diet, a high-carb diet? Neither one. You have to figure out what's carb reasonable for you, and that is how insulin-sensitive or insulin-resistant your body is and what fits it. And the, you know, it's incredible. The average American eats about 350 grams of carbs a day, and even the major government agencies, not that they're the last word at all, recommend for adults and children that we only eat 130 grams of carbs. And then depending on your carb sensitivity or resistance, people have to remove almost every last carb gram before they find health, and other people can eat, you know, quite a number, much more than 130. And so it's the customization, the personalization that's so interesting. And that depends on part, not just on your genetics. It turns out we all have three genomes, our regular genes that we get from mom and dad, what's called our epigenome, and that is how the environment affects our genes and either silences some of them or liberates some of them to do their thing. And the third is the gene of our gut microbes. It turns out that 99% of our genetic material isn't even human. It comes from the gut microbes, and that we are more microbial cells in our system than we have mammalian cells. And that turns out to be the real elephant in the living room of nutrition.
Okay, so now we have the elephant, and we have this conversation about the insulin, so we have a lot to talk about. We are going to take a quick break. You're listening to The Dr. Julie Show. We have much more with Dr. Joan Worsenko when we come back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. I am here with Dr. Joan Borisienko. We are talking about the plant plus diet solution. And right before the break, Joan, you were talking about the genomes. And before that, you briefly talked about the insulin. But let's go back to the genomes for a second, because I think that's really important. You were talking about the three different kinds of genomes. Oh, you know what? First, let's make sure our listeners know how to find you and how to get this book. So can you give us your website? Let's do that first.
And unfortunately, it involves having to spell my name, but it's good for your brain to see if you... So the first part of my website is my first name, J-O-A-N, and the website is all one word, joanborisienko.com. And Borisienko is B as in boy, O-R-Y-S-E-N-K-O, Borisienko. So go to joanborisienko.com. And if people want to pre-order the Plant Plus Diet, which comes out September 30th, you can go to Amazon right now, and if they just type in Plant Plus, the book will come up both as a Kindle edition and in hardcover. And I have to say, Julie, I'm so excited about this book. It's the 16th book that I've written or co-authored. And I think, other than my first book, Minding the Body, Mending the Mind, it's the most exciting book I've ever published. I'm so passionate about it. And I think we need so much help. And, you know, with great humility, because the research changes every moment, I really think this book is very helpful and empowering for people. And, you know, really gives us all the information we need to be smart and not fall for fads.
Well, I definitely will second that. I think that there is, you know, just a whole brilliant reservoir of information here that's really, really good for us, because we are confused out there. In fact, I know one of the quotes that you had was talking about, I love this, something has gone terribly wrong with our national well-being, and it's high time for the tide to turn. And that's what the Plant Plus Diet does. And I want to tell our listeners, Joan spells the book Plant Plus as one word. So just put in Plant Plus and you will get there. And joanborisienko.com. So let's go back to the genomes and help us understand really what all that means.
All right. You know, about 10 years ago, the entire human genome was sequenced. So we know what the DNA is, we know what some of the genes are. But I do like to remind people, it's still a very young science. We got a lot of different genes that code for a variety of different things. But in terms of diet, probably most people are aware that there are all these genetic testing companies out there now, like, you know, 23andMe is one that frequently comes up in the news. And they all have different algorithms that they put together of different genes and how they affect weight, how they affect eating behavior, how they affect your metabolism. And they make recommendations, like based on your genes, you're better off eating low-fat, high-carb, or high-fat, low-carb, or balanced fats and carbs, or whatever it may be. But that's only part of the picture, and yet it's an important part. There was a study out of Stanford, a very well-designed study by Christopher Gardner, who's head of their prevention program. He's a nutritionist and very, very cool guy, I got to say. And he did a study called A to Z, Atkins to Zone. And so they're all different amounts of fats and carbs. And what he found is that people on those four different diets, like you could get somebody on Atkins who lost 40 pounds in a year, whereas somebody else gained 2 pounds. And this was true of all the diets. And it's always very interesting when you compare extremes, like who were the big losers, who didn't lose anything. And it turned out that the genetics was very important. If your genes didn't match the diet, then you weren't going to lose much. It was just wrong for your metabolism. And furthermore, I heard him interviewed at one point, and he said, you know, if your genetics doesn't match a diet, it's actually hard to stick to it, because it's like your body wisdom knows at some level it's not right for me by whatever mechanism that is. And I agree with them. When you find a diet that's right for you, your body starts to feel so good that it's very, very reinforcing. So the genetics is one thing, but here's another thing. There's a new science called epigenetics. Epigenetics means above the genes. And so what we know is that, you know, genes change slowly over millions of years, which is good because, for example, a baby born today looks like a baby born 50,000 years ago. And that's important. On the other hand, the environment of 50,000 years ago was way different than the environment of today. And the genes have to have a way to adapt to immediate environmental changes. And that's what the epigenome is. So, for example, let's say that you have genes, but you live in an environment where no vegetables grow. Then what happens is that environment changes how some of your genes turn on or off to allow you to, you know, eat for that particular environment. That's one kind of explanation. There are many epigenetic factors. It turns out that pesticides are a big epigenetic factor. When you eat a food that has been grown with pesticides, it activates some of your genes and turns off others in a way that can be extremely unhealthy. So that's a very important thing. And then it turns out that food itself is an epigenetic factor, that what you eat can change the way that numerous genes, and, you know, we have genes that are involved in diseases, like oncogenes that create cancer or tumor suppressor genes that suppress cancer, or genes that have to do with heart disease or, you know, virtually anything. And what you eat can actually affect the expression of those genes. So we've got genetics, we've got epigenetics, and then the third genome we have is called our microbiome, and that has to do with the fact that our metabolism is largely regulated by our gut bacteria. It's like, who knew? And there are definitely people who are seriously overweight who actually don't overeat that much. But what happens is they've got a different kind of bacteria growing in their gut, these thrifty bacteria that can literally make fat out of, you know, like fibrous things, very fibrous things. And that's great if you're in a famine. But if you're not in a famine, those bacteria are just making you fat. And other people have got a different type of bacteria that allows them to be thinner. And now there are some experiments coming out of a variety of European countries showing that if you introduce the bacteria from a thin person into a fat person, they start to lose weight even if they haven't changed their diet. So there's a lot going on in there. And one of the important things when I wrote the Plant Plus Diet is, you know, we all need to eat some plants. That's not all. Maybe your plus is meat. Maybe it's grains. Maybe it's, you know, tempeh or whatever it may be. We all have things that are personal to our body's needs. But virtually all of us need a diet that's based in plants. And what the most recent studies say is that's good not only for weight, but also good for health. And the ideal is to aim for about a pound of vegetables a day. That would be like 3.5 cups. I suggest to people go into your kitchen. If you have one of those little weighing scales, we had one. I had the most fun weighing up a pound of vegetables, which was like 3.5 cups. And I was cutting up jicama and carrots, and I was cutting up onions and peppers. And when it was done, I just started to snack on everything but the raw onions. And it's so easy to eat a pound of vegetables once you understand how much it is. You know, you can.
And you know what else? We need to understand how to cook it and prepare it to make it taste good, and different ways of doing it, even with raw. So we need to take a quick break. I'm looking forward to some of these tips and maybe a little bit more conversation about the insulin when we return. So we're talking with Dr. Joan Borisienko and the Plant Plus Diet Solution. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
We're back and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I have Dr. Joan Borisenko here. I want to remind you how to find her. Her website is joanborisenko.com. And really, if you just Google that, the spelling might confuse you. You're going to find it because she is so out there with so many amazing books and resources there. So joanborisenko.com. Also check out our website, thedrjulieshow.com. You can catch all the upcoming shows. We have an amazing lineup this fall, and you can find all the archives there to any show that you've missed. So I appreciate you doing that. And do sign up for our newsletter and find out what's going on in the connected world that we're trying to weave together here. So, Joan, this is so wonderful, and I wish we had a 3-hour marathon here, because now we're in this last segment of the show and there's still so much to talk about. And I think we've identified the genome piece and the insulin piece, and maybe we can just help our listeners understand what can they do to get tested, besides they need to buy your book and they'll figure all that part out. And then maybe we can talk about the food. We haven't even touched on environment and all of that other stuff, but let's talk about that.
There's so much. Well, you know, the first thing is, if you were to just make one change, if all you did was add a pound of vegetables and eat a rainbow of colors, you would have so much more fiber and phytonutrients, and it would be great. Just that one change. I call that plant plus light. Mm-hmm. And as much as you can, remove the processed foods from your diet. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the personalization with carbohydrate, because for sure, insulin drives fat accumulation. The more sugar is in your blood, the more insulin you secrete. At a certain point, your body can't keep up with it and you become insulin resistant. And that's what leads to diabetes. And that's what leads to a lot of the chronic illnesses, because it builds up inflammation. You build up something called advanced glycation end products, or ages, which literally age you. But to figure out how insulin sensitive you are, you need to just go to your doctor and say, hey, there are some tests that you normally take, and I'd like those. For example, it's important to know what your fasting blood sugar is, called fasting plasma glucose, which is just, you know, a measure of how much sugar is in your blood after you've been fasting for at least 8 hours. And most every blood panel generally will have that. And then ask for your fasting insulin levels. So what the normal levels of circulating insulin, you know, there's a certain value, 10 micromoles per milliliter, and you become at risk for diabetes when the level rises a little bit. And so you really want to know where that is. If you're already diabetic, your doctor tests for something called HbA1c, hemoglobin A1c. And if not, it's a good thing to have tested because it tracks your blood level of glycated hemoglobin. In other words, hemoglobin to which blood sugar has stuck. And that's not a good thing. When your blood sugar sticks to a protein, it changes the shape of that protein. And since all of your enzymes are made of proteins, it means things won't work very well. So you want your hemoglobin A1c, which it's a measure of your average blood glucose levels for the previous 2 to 3 months, because that's the lifespan of a red blood cell. So you want to test that and make sure that it's in a good mode. In addition, most doctors will test for something called cardioreactive protein, or CRP, and that's a really good measure of generalized inflammation. You want to make sure your diet is keeping your inflammation down, not up, and it's also highly correlated with heart disease. But probably right now the most interesting measure of insulin sensitivity and insulin resistance is something called the NMR lipid profile. Again, the NMR lipid profile by LipoScience, and you have to ask your physician for that one. And oftentimes insurance won't cover that one, but it's not very expensive. And the cool thing about the LipoScience test is it gives you all of your blood lipid levels, and it gives you a variety of other things, and they give you a composite score of insulin resistance and sensitivity. So if you're really insulin sensitive, you have a score in terms of 0 to 100, of closer to 0. If you're insulin resistant and pre-diabetic or diabetic, it's toward the 100 part of the scale. And so I think when before you change your diet, just go to the doctor, get these blood tests, so simple. And then you've got a baseline so that you're not fooling yourself when you change your diet. You can actually tell, hey, is this helping me or not? And it gives you a really good idea of how many carbs you can eat. The more insulin sensitive you are, the more carbs you can eat. And if you're not insulin sensitive, particularly if you're already fat, the best way to lose weight and reverse some of the changes of poor metabolism, something we call metabolic syndrome, which leads to diabetes, the best way to do that is to lose weight. And you will do better initially, most people, by eliminating a lot of the carbs in your diet. Just by doing that, you'll become more carb sensitive. You may be able to add some back later. And you can tell by tracking your weight, by tracking how you feel. I include in the Plant Plus diet this medical symptom checklist, and you know, you check it all off because, you know, truly we forget how we felt a week ago. Mm-hmm. So to figure out how is a diet change affecting us, we have to have, again, just like we want a medical testing baseline, you want a self-testing baseline. And so I go through how to do all of that. And for me, for example, Julie, I'm not I'm not a person who is gluten insensitive, and there's a whole variety of that. Some people have celiac disease. It used to be about 1% of our population. That's an autoimmune reaction to gluten, which could actually be fatal. Now it's 2% of the population. If we had more time, I'd tell you why that was. But many other people, they don't have an autoimmune problem with gluten, but they may have an allergy to it. It may simply be that gluten is associated with carbs. It comes from grains predominantly. The biggest is like wheat or spelt. And it may be that it's not so much gluten, but it's too many carbs for them. For me, we don't have anything gluten-containing at home. And the only time that a piece of bread will pass my lips is when I'm out to dinner maybe and there's some terrific piece of artisanal bread. But that's once in a while. And I think in terms of sticking to any diet, as soon as you start to bring stuff that's off your diet into the house, even if you say, I'll put it in the cupboard, I'll only eat it once in a while, it's the beginning of the end. You have to keep that stuff away from you. And so part of a plant plus diet is what I call the reboot phase for 28 days. And that part really eliminates all the grains. It eliminates beans. It's largely protein, vegetables, fruits, nuts. And then after 28 days, you know, and obviously if you have a health condition, you see the doctor first. You make sure that this is not going to interfere with your treatment plan. That's very important. But, you know, then you can see where you are and start to personalize your diet after you've already formed good habits, got rid of your cravings after the 28-day reboot.
You know, I just want to bring this up because we need to close here in just a brief moment. But what I'm hearing from you today that I think is really important is, number one, add the pound of vegetables. Those aren't the carbs we're getting rid of. We're not getting rid of fruits and vegetables. We're getting rid of the grains and the processed foods that are a lot of processed foods that I think our nation is addicted to. But the other thing that I think is fascinating about your book that I want to encourage people to go out and buy the Plant Plus Diet Solution is the psychologist in you also comes out. So I agree with you that 28 days reboot does get rid of the cravings. We don't crave sugars once it's out of our system. But you have some tips to help people really stay on a really healthy way of life. I love that definition. It's a way of life with our relationship with food and our body. So Dr. Borisenko, thank you so much. I need to have you back on after the book is out here so we can open it up and everybody can ask their own questions of you. It's full of stuff. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Julie, thanks for giving me the opportunity. You know, this is my very first interview on this book, and I feel so privileged to have been interviewed by you.
Oh, thank you. And I am so privileged to have you come to the show and share this with us. So I wish everybody would go out and get this book. It's going to be so helpful. So thank you again. And everyone, you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. Find Dr. Joan Borisenko at joanborisenko.com and the Plant Plus Diet Solution. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.